Norm, can you just address the point that Howard brought up from the C08 study? What do we know about complications from surgery so far?
C08 randomized 2,700 patients with B and C lesions to Bev or no Bev. And in light of the Avant trial going into hiatus, the European trial, we really analyzed in a real-time basis what was going on with C08, particularly the sequelae of bevacizumab, and we can't give out numbers of something that's under the domain of the Data Monitoring Committee, but suffice it to say that, you know, from the standpoint of perforations, bleeding, and deaths, there were no excess events in the bevacizumab arm to the point that we would alter anything as far as follow-up is concerned. Certainly as far as hypertension, perhaps sequelae relative to wound healing, and so on and so forth, there could be differences there, but certainly none that were unanticipated. All in all, it was very well tolerated.
Alan, there are a lot of questions here about biologics. There's some data now starting to come out with cetuximab, and of course bevacizumab is being looked at by MD Anderson, was previously looked at by Chris Willett. Where are we with that right now? Where do you think it's heading?
Well, I think Neil hit the nail on the head. The issue is really affecting local control, and we do a reasonably good job doing that with the rudimentary things we already use. So it really is a balancing act between making sure you don't lose the opportunity to take the patient to curative surgery by throwing the book at them and getting too much toxicity. So I think this is entirely a research question. The Willett study, well known for having more authors than patients, actually was a wonderful piece of work in demonstrating the effect of bevacizumab by itself in the cancer in place. Doesn't mean that it really would affect or improve local control. And I agree with Dan, my own instinct might be that cetuximab would be perhaps a better agent to move into that setting if I were handicapping it. But I believe off study, this is something we should be really cautious about because long-term consequences may be very dramatic, and you hate to adopt a new treatment and then 5 years later realize that everybody is having complications. So I think because of the goal of neoadjuvant therapy, I'm not convinced that we have to rush these new agents into that setting.
Dan?
I was just going to make the comment that we're not speaking about it, but we do have a surgeon on the panel. It's probably the biggest incremental gain that any patient can get with rectal cancer is not whether you had bevacizumab or cetuximab or even oxaliplatin. It's who does your surgery and in what institution. Because there's never been a study that has not shown that who does your surgery, the volume of the surgery and the surgeon is probably the most important in terms of increasing curability stage by stage.
Rich?